Hello, everyone. Today I felt inspired to share a part of a poem from Rumi, which talks about this idea that beyond all ideas of right and wrong, there is a field. Come, and I will meet you there. Beyond all ideas of right and wrong, there is a field. Come, and I will meet you there. And I feel what Rumi is inviting us to do is to come into that I am presence. And this really ties beautifully with the ideas that we've been exploring around the fear to look within. So the fear to look within comes from us just getting caught up in our personality selves, in our judgments that we have about ourselves, about others, about the world, about our past, childhood, parents, future, all of that. And so much of traditional psychology or even psychotherapy can really get stuck in those places. And as much as we try, we just cannot resolve conflict at that level. So it is as if Rumi is showing us the way that beyond all ideas of right and wrong, beyond all our judgments, beyond even the understanding that we think we have about the Course in Miracles or about any other spiritual path we may be following, it's not the words, it's the energy, the feeling from which those words emerged. That's where we want to go to. So that fear to look within, we get caught in the form, in how things appear, the appearances. And it's like you get burned every time, because the instant you do that, you end up having an idea of something being different. But what if there's this invitation to let that go and accept the perfection that's within you already? Beyond all ideas of right and wrong, there is a field. Come, and I shall meet you there. So the I am presence is waiting for us. And in our joining, we allow that. Because when two or more are gathered, we know the I am presence is there, and it literally can take over. And it's not about what I know or I don't know or what I should be doing or not should be doing. None of that matters, because that persona, that personality self, can finally be laid to rest. Now, does that mean that I'm not in the world or I'm not doing what I need to do, you know, making breakfast, eating, going to the bathroom, showering? No, of course, all those things will continue, but we will be in the world, but not of the world. So I'm going to invite you to just sit back, just take a breath, just rest, just allow these ideas to sink in. What if to be the peace that we already are just meant letting go of the resistance to this moment, letting go of trying to fix it, letting go of trying to change anything, including yourself? For a while, even let go of trying to change your mind. Just be. Don't try to be a good course student or a good seeker or a good anything. Mother, writer, teacher, coach, all the roles that I see myself in, I'm just willing to drop them just for this moment and allow myself and ask you to join with me in entering the I am presence. Just being here together and watching whatever comes up in the mind. Whatever thoughts, ideas, even any resistance, just watching it. The I Am Presence is not affected, not even an iota, by anything in the relative world of shapes and forms and figures. It is not affected. So there is nothing that can harm it, nothing that can change it. And we are opening just to accept this presence in our day, in our lives. The I Am Presence just wants to extend. It just wants to be. And all we are here doing is allowing, just allowing. Even just a little is enough. We can't do it wrong. The I Am Presence has no opposite. It just is. And we cannot grasp this with our intellectual mind. Where that mind ends is where God begins. So let us just be here. And I will just be quiet and allow you to be with this presence. And in a couple of minutes, we will join again. The I Am Presence needs no defense, for it is strong. It needs no translation, because it is universal. It needs no interpretation, because it is known by each heart. It merely needs our acceptance, our willingness that what we have made is not what we truly want. And we want to give all of that over to this light of the I Am Presence, knowing that we will not lose anything that is of value. And at the same time, all that is valueless will be removed. It is like a child that's muddied, and the mom takes the child and allows the water to just wash away all the dirt, all the grime, and the beauty can shine through this child. The child is always perfect. Even when it's muddied, the mom sees the perfection and just is allowing the water to purify all the residue, all the heaviness that we might be carrying can be let go. Beyond all notions of right and wrong, there is a field. Come, I will meet you there. Allow Rumi's poem and this invitation into the I Am Presence to be with you throughout the day. Whenever you can take a pause, just remember, I am this presence. I already am. Perhaps at a traffic light, you can pause and remember, or when you're entering a room. Like if you close one door and enter another room, that's a nice way to remember. Or maybe you have meetings during the day. So as one meeting finishes and before another begins, you can take a moment and just remember. Or when you pick up the phone or put the phone down, start an email, stop the email, you can divide your day into segments and just take a pause to remember, I am this presence already. Thank you so much for your willingness to join, for your commitment to healing, and for this beautiful joining that we have experienced. Sending lots of love to each of you. Namaste.